been just astronomical. We haven't experienced anything like this.
Daniel Salatin is operations manager at Polyface Farms in the Shenandoah Valley.
Our sales are probably up. I haven't run all the numbers, but they're probably up between 200 and 300% for the month of late March, April, and now into May, which is fairly hard to wrap your head around as a small business like ours.
We caught Salatin indoors on a rainy day, but most of the time, he and a dozen employees are outside, just like the grass-fed livestock they raise.
And so I think people are just looking for a more reliable, local-based, less steps in the chain, you know, not having to go to a big processor in the middle of the country.
The sustainable movement, the regenerative agriculture movement, has been arguing for decades for resilience, for decentralization of a lot of things.
Cedric Shannon owns Weathertop Farms in Floyd, where business has also increased.
So now our supply chain is just like four links, and if you break a link, we're finished, right? We suddenly feel it through the whole system, right? We need resilience.
And like Polyface, Weathertop builds in that resilience using systems like a rotational outdoor grazing method, where animals are slowly moved to greener pastures well before they deplete them. The animals leave behind their very own fertilizer to regenerate the soil. Shannon believes regenerative farming is key to human health and the health of the planet, as demonstrated by this current crisis.
What's getting exposed here in America is that, in a sense, we're so overfed and malnourished because our food system and our food itself is so poor quality and has so few nutrients in it. And so if we've been eating food from completely depleted soils from halfway across the world, we don't have the kind of biome that's resilient.
Both Shannon and Salatin would like to see a return to locally grown and processed meat, but Shannon points out it would take an enormous amount of political will.
Because right now we have the demand. We have tons of people wanting good food. They like the idea of sustainability and regenerative agriculture. But we don't have enough farmers. We don't have enough people ready to dedicate their life to this because it's really hard work. And you don't make that much money.
It's a self-evident truth that change is often long in coming, but sometimes something unexpected happens, changing everything in a matter of weeks. Again, Daniel Salatin.
I'm very optimistic that these kind of major upheavals, as much as they are uncomfortable and unwanted, definitely can bring about positive change. And so we're very optimistic that folks are going to be much more open to locally sourced food systems. So I think it has lasting impacts on our food production system. And from that, I'm happy, albeit a very negative situation.
This pandemic has surely shed light on the risk posed by tight supply chains and highly centralized production.
I would like to think that if the wave is strong enough and long enough, we will see additional local meat processors pop up all across the countryside to create the decentralization of the food and especially the meat industry that has been so long needed.
Polyface Farms offers delivery and pickup options, and Weathertop offers orders online for pickup at the farm or at the Blacksburg Farmers Market every weekend. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.